swing a deal for Cam Newton?
Now I got Joe Webb.
Good consolation prize.
What's that? Oh, good consolation prize. It's nice to have Joe up here.
Sean mentioned that he was a surprise that Joe became available. Were you a little surprised by that as well, Brandon?
You know, I don't know what the right word is. You never know in this business. There's always, you know, as you're following who's playing, who's not in the preseason. You know, and Joe's had a niche role. And, you know, with them keeping – I knew both kickers were doing well. Somebody had to come free, you know, if they stayed healthy, and they seemed like they stayed pretty healthy. It was interesting when he came available. And, you know, for our end, we were very thrilled knowing – who Joe is on the field, in the locker room, and just as a man, he's the type of person that Sean and I like and are trying to add to this football team.
Brandon, how weird was it working with Marty for a trade early on?
That was, we had some good laughs in that trade. The funny thing was, you know, both of us didn't want to feel like we were trying to screw the other one over, so we were talking back and forth of trying to make what was a fair deal. We were laughing about it, but it was good. And so it was I thought it was a win-win, and that's what you want. For them and for us, gave us a guy that has some punt return, kick return, and some speed. We've been a little speed deficient at wide receiver. And, you know, I know they needed some corner depth. So that's the best scenario when you make a trade, that it's a win for everybody.
Did you screw him over, Ben?
What's that?
Did you screw him over?
Oh, no. That's what I said. I thought it was a win-win, but it was funny. You don't worry about it as much with somebody else, but when you got the relationship and the respect that I have for Marty, you know, and for the whole organization, the last thing you want to do is do something that they think, man, you really try to take advantage of them.
Right.
Brandon, Sean mentioned that because you guys, I mean, for the most part, you guys are only 2 weeks in going full speed here. He said, we're starting to tie our shoelaces and learn how to buckle our chin straps. What does that look like from your standpoint in front office?
You know, early on in preseason, we struggled with some penalties of various natures on all three sides of the ball. I thought we improved, and you know, we did have some penalties last week that we still need to clean up. But the error's going in the right way. You know, we had one turnover, that just happened. But you know, we're trying to, you know, play smart football, penalty free, control the ball, control the clock. And just, you know, play smart ball. And, you know, I thought we did our best game this past week of all four in the preseason. So that's what you want to see, trending in the right direction.
Brandon, we asked Sean about this, you know, just kind of coming back to Bank America Stadium and how weird it might be for him to be, you know, with the visiting team. I mean, you were here in Carolina for much longer than he was. How strange do you think it'll be for you to kind of come to this place and not be a part of the home team?
It'll definitely be, I'm an emotional guy, but, I'll try and just focus on the task at hand that we have for the day. Obviously, it'll be great to see people. It's a people business, relationships. No matter where I head the rest of my life, the rest of my journey, that's where it all started for me. All my family's from Carolina, so there's always a special place in my heart for Carolina. You know, not only the Panthers, but, North and South Carolina. So it'll be, I'm sure it'll send a lot of weird emotions through the day, but at the end of the day, we got a task, and we're going down there to try to win a football game.
On Saturday night, do you plan to just hang out at the team hotel, or are you going to catch up at a certain restaurant you miss here or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, my parents are actually coming over, and they're going to stay at the team hotel, so I'm gonna take them out to dinner and then maybe meet up with a few ex-colleagues of mine from the Panthers. try and just say some hellos Saturday night, because I know I'll run into a lot of people on game day, and there's only so much time that I'll have. But, again, it'll be nice to see everybody.
Brandon, you are in the unique position of having worked with both Marty and Dave. What was that week like for you when you first heard about Dave being fired and then shortly thereafter Marty coming on board here?
You know, I felt for Dave. Dave is a very good man. He taught me a lot. We had a great working relationship. He's a heck of a, you know, he did a heck of a job while he was there. You know, and I think he'll land back somewhere else if he wants to get back in. But, you know, that's part of the business. You understand it. And we all know, the nature of this thing when you sign up for these top jobs. And, nothing's shocking, I guess, even though 7 days before training camp, you know, it did catch me off guard. Moving on to Marty, you know, I thought that was the perfect guy for them to bring back. He hired Ron there originally. He knows a lot of the players. He obviously knows the staff. There weren't really any changes from when Dave took over. So I thought that was the natural deal, and I was excited that Marty got another shot.
Was there part of you that couldn't help thinking kind of what if on the timing and the possibility that you would have been perfectly situated to step up?
There really wasn't. I think naturally people think that, but you know, when I made this decision, it was a family decision. When I made this decision to come to Buffalo, there were a lot of factors, and I was looking at it from the long term, and I just felt this was the best move for me and my family at where I was in my career at this time. So when I made that, you never know how long something's going to last in Carolina. Yes, I felt like I would be the next in line if I stayed, but I really felt like this opportunity was the next right step for me.
Brandon, have you talked to Dave, and do you get the sense that he will get back into the business?
Talk to him, but I don't really want to speculate on that. Our conversations are private, but I've talked to him several times, and he's got his chin up. He's doing well, and I think he's making the most of just kind of decompressing and deciding what he wants to do next.
And Brandon, you haven't experienced a winter there at Buffalo yet. Do you think you might be a candidate for the Panthers job when Marty goes looking to hire a full-time replacement?
No, I'm here in Buffalo. I signed a long-term deal here, and I'm excited about what's going on here and what Sean and I and the Bagulas are trying to do here.
That said, Brandon, you have a close relationship with Jerry Richardson and many others in the organization. Would you, would you kind of give them some feedback on their search if they asked?
Most definitely. I wouldn't be here without Mr. Richardson. He gave me an opportunity that a lot of people probably would never even consider, and I owe him more than I can ever repay him. I owe that organization everything to the opportunity I have here in Buffalo. So anything I could ever do from that to whatever they needed, if it wasn't a competitive disadvantage to the Buffalo Bills, I would be glad to definitely help them. I'm so thankful for Mr. Richardson and that organization. Again, my voice cracks a little bit when I talk about how appreciative I am.
Brandon, what move did you personally make at Carolina that you're most proud of?
Like a roster move?
Right.
Probably getting Mario Addison off the practice squad from the Redskins.
Can you expand on that?
We know how, there's all sorts of people on practice squads, but how many make it as long as Mario's made it? So to get him there and the opportunity, who you saw a skill set that can play in this league, and he, obviously we know, you guys know, he made his mark on special teams, and then as a situational pass rusher. And then he became a force as a pass rusher and has had to, you know, back off of some of the snaps because he's such a force as an edge rusher. To see a young man who has matured on and off the field, who's a pro's pro, he's everything you want in that locker room. Guys respect him. And, you know, not only did we re-sign him once, we re-signed him again this year. And, you know, it's just rewarding to see him do all he's done. And I've enjoyed watching the success he's had.
What did you see when you saw him on the practice squad there that struck your eye?
Well, he had had a little bit of game action. He bounced around a little bit his first year between several teams. And you saw first one down on kickoff. This guy wanted it. He had no fear. You know, he was, and we knew at worst, this guy's going to compete to be one of your core special teams guys. And, you know, you got Eric Washington there who had done such a great job and who was still young, but we saw, you know, a coach that really was into developing young players and just felt like it was a perfect fit. In, compete to be on special teams and then, you know, grow into that role as a pass rusher.
Brandon, what can you tell us about the new cornerback for the Carolina Panthers, Kevon Seymour?
Well, Kevon's a great young man. You know, he was drafted here a year ago out of SC. I followed him in college. He's great movement skills. He's got ball skills. You know, he's a thinner frame, but he's got some length to him. And he's a good player. You know, he's got a chance. And again, we had tough decisions at the corner spot. So we felt like we had a little bit extra there. And that was part of the move of adding some speed here to swap him for Kalen.
Brandon, Sean just told us that he is as much respect as he has for Ron, for obvious reasons. He kind of is cutting off communication this week that they're not going to text or whatever. Will you do the same thing with Ron and Marty and whomever else down here?
I talked to Ron a little bit Monday after they got back, but after that we won't talk till I see him on game day. So we exchanged texts Sunday. Both of us congratulating each other on a opening win, which was nice for us both.
You know, I know you can't predict what needs you might have or these guys might have, but just because of that familiarity, is there any more likelihood that you might pull another deal, or swing another deal with Marty than you might with, you know, 30 of the other guys?
I don't think it would be any more likely or less likely. I think it would just be whatever. If he saw something that we had and he thought he had something that we were deficient in, hey, you know, we'll always listen. But I think that's for any team. You know, I think, you know, if you get down that road, it's an easier deal because we both trust each other so much that we're not going to send them somebody that's unhealthy or, you know, anything bad going on. So, you know, from that standpoint, yes, but it would have to be if he has a need and we have a need.
Was there ever a point early in your career here when you were kind of low man on the totem pole? I think maybe even worked over in PR briefly. Did you ever kind of think about going out and selling houses or doing something else?
Nah, you know what? I was just trying to do as many things as I could to keep them from kicking me out of there. So, no, I was, until they told me to leave, I was just going to do as many jobs as I could.